All right, guys. Dr. Chris Park, we're back with another episode of the Brutal Optimist Podcast. Today, we're going to answer the question, can technology replace God? You know, I'm always fascinated with people's justifications for the things they do. I've studied some sociology, psychology, religion, and even cults. And atheists claim we don't need God. We can discover what needs to be discovered. We can explain what needs to be explained. If not now, then someday. Our advanced technology is our proof. And some might claim that because things work so much better today, the more we advance, the better things are. But what is often lost is the questions that are left unsaid. The assumptions laid down, the bottom line left translucent. Here's what I mean. If we assume technology as advancement, then we presuppose advancement as the ideal. If we say it is good because things like, you know, treating asthma, fighting cancer, those things are good, then we assume a moral standard. Our argument becomes not one of science and technology, but one of transcendent rights and wrongs. If we say morality is subjective, then the one that seeks to destroy all civilization is no more morally wrong than the one that wants to serve it. Because we become these utilitarians trying to make decisions on what is the best good for most people, or at the least, what's the least amount of harm. But this presupposes that something that is good for people is a standard of care. And these types of mind games, they beg for a constant, a standard, an objective marker to determine what is and what should be. What do you think that objective is? You know, I don't have all the answers. All I've got is my experience, what I've learned. But if we're just comparing people's experiences, does that mean everyone has a right to say that their values are equal to everyone else's values? I mean, we know that to be wrong, right? Because we see how that plays out. We know that some values matter more than others. We know that some standards exist. We know that human trafficking is wrong, even if it was culturally acceptable at one time or in some place. We know that it's still wrong. But what defines that standard? Is it just our evolution? And if so, that still doesn't take away from the fact that there is this transcendent property that we are bound to. That there's an element of truth that we must conform to. And what's always interesting is if there is this element of truth that we must conform to, why are we able to not conform to it? Meaning, why are we able to choose against it? I mean, if gravity is an element of truth, a physical property of the universe, you know, we can't actually defy gravity, no matter what anybody says. Like, you can't actually defy it. Meaning, you can create something, invent something that pushes against it, you know, but it's still using the same laws of physics in order to lift yourself up. You're not defying gravity. What about these other laws of the universe, though? The laws of morality, of right and wrong, of justice and virtue. When you're allowed with your own free will to defy them, does that mean they don't exist? I mean, are you willing to play that dangerous game? To become a nihilist that nothing matters? I mean, if so, if you really want to take that stand, that nothing is right or wrong. I mean, I don't want you around my kids, but what typically happens is most folks will say, well, I mean, obviously I'm going to do what's right. Because I don't have any desire to do what's wrong. But that gets around asking the question, what is right and what is wrong? It doesn't matter that you don't have a desire to kill. I mean, that's a good thing, right? But it doesn't escape the fact that we're going to say that there is something inherently wrong with killing. And at the same time, sometimes killing can be justified, right? So it's not the actual action within itself that defines the right or wrong. There's something else. There's another principle at play. Now, I'm not going to take all the time to go through all the virtue ethics here, but I think it's something to consider. That maybe, just maybe, there's more to things than we can physically see. Because I will grant you, technology works. I mean, the more we learn, the more we can build, the more we can grow, the more we can do things. It does seem to work in a sense. But science can tell you how to build a bridge. But it takes philosophy to ask the question, does the bridge need to be built?